This is Stephen Strang. There are so many changes taking place in our culture, and many of them are against the Word of God, and many of them are things that I couldn't have imagined when I was a child. We never heard of such things as transgenderism and same-sex marriage and some of the things that are talked about in the popular culture. And what does the Bible say about it? And what do Christian leaders say? Well, today on the Strang Report, I interview one of the best. He is Dr. R.T. Kendall, the respected theologian and pastor. For 25 years, he was pastor of Westminster Chapel in London, England. And now he is a prolific author. And recently, he went to Israel and was asked to talk about what the Bible says and what a Christian viewpoint should be on this very controversial issue of transgenderism.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
I'm so pleased to have R.T. Kendall on my podcast today. I have interviewed him several times. I've published many of his books. I consider him a very good friend. And when I learned that he was going to Israel to talk about this very controversial topic, I knew that that was the setting that we should deal with it on the Strang Report. So here is my previously recorded interview with Dr. R.T. Kendall. Dr. Kendall, you're going to be in Israel in a few days talking about creation. And you told me something very interesting about Genesis and explaining what it means by God created male and female. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm there as a guest of Christian Embassy. And every year they have a Feast of the Tabernacles. And I've never been before. And a man that runs it heard me at the Garden Tomb a couple years ago on Easter. And he wanted me immediately, but I couldn't go till this year. I thought that he was going to have me speak on total forgiveness. That's what most people ask for if they've never heard me before, because that's probably my best-known message. But after I agreed to go, he writes, and he wants me to speak on the subject of the creation of the heavens and the earth. And I said, well, I've never done this before. But I said, okay, I will. And I let him know I felt strongly led, if I'm going to speak on creation, that I must deal with Genesis 1:27. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And the man wrote back, said, yes, that's exactly what we want. And so the purpose of my message, by the way, I'm calling it the unashamed God. Because in Hebrews 2:11, we have the words, for he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers. And the gist of my message will be, we want God to be unashamed of us. And that means that we're going to be unashamed of him. And we embrace his word. We are made in his own image, and he made us male and female. And so the purpose of my message will be to show the growing impact of God's purpose in making humankind male and female. And we're going to look particularly at transgenderism and same-sex attraction in our society today and what our response to this should be, and to show that we are unashamed of the Creator God and of His own Word. And so I've been asked to speak on this subject, and I'm going to urge people to be unashamed of God, that he will be unashamed of us, because we're ready to take a stand for creation, male and female.
Well, of course, this is in the news. You know, it's even become law in many ways. They're teaching it in many of the schools. How in the world has this happened? Because until just a generation or two ago, every society in the world would have just accepted this at face value without having to look at Scripture to see what God said about it.
Well, it's anti-God. It's anti-Scripture. And Paul said in the last days there would be this falling away. And it's happening rapidly, rapidly. Look, 10 or 15 years ago, this was unthinkable. And now they're in our faces with it. And they're angry if we don't agree with them. And I have never known in my lifetime such hostility toward creation, and particular with reference to transgenderism. And they won't have it. And we've got to take a stand. And the battle is fierce. And we must be unashamed. Jonathan Edwards taught us that the task of every generation is to discover in which direction the sovereign Redeemer is moving, then move in that direction. And I would add that the task of every generation is to discover in which direction the current stigma that emerges is. In other words, we need to discover exactly the stigma by which the believer's faith is tested and be in the battle there. And where the battle is the fiercest, to be unashamed. And that's what Christians are called to do. And I think this is the battle at the moment. 50 years ago, it was probably over just creation itself. But now it's narrowed down to the issue of male and female are we created. And that's where the battle is today.
Well, I believe that it goes back farther than 50 years. It actually goes back to the 1800s with Darwinism.
True.
Where God did not create the world. It just kind of evolved, and people started as little cells and kind of oozed out.
You know, 100%.
And, you know, that took a while to take root in our culture. But even 100 years ago, evolution was pretty well accepted in a lot of circles. And, you know, once you take away that God created things, you take away God's sovereignty in the minds of the public, and now it's just devolved. I remember in high school hearing about an American actress named Christine Jorgensen, who was probably the first transgender person to be famous in America. She actually served in World War II. I looked it up on Wikipedia as a man, and in the late 40s had the sex change surgery, and there must have been a book. And I don't remember why I would have read it, but I just remember how odd that seemed to me and so impossible. But anyway, when this has popped up in more recent decades, of course, I remembered Christine, who actually died in 1989. So that was quite a while ago. You know, now it's becoming more and more common and people get so hostile. Why do you think people are so hostile about this?
It's all about sex. That's really what it comes to. That's why they are so pro-abortion. They want to have their freedom. And now this new issue, they just want to be whatever they want to be. So we are facing a different kind of attack on creation, and it's called transgenderism. It's an umbrella term for people who identify with a different gender from the one that they were assigned at birth. Some say, well, I was born in the wrong body. But that assumes the pre-existence of the soul and only Christ's pre-existence. And the Word was made flesh. And he said, you have prepared for me a body. But some want to claim that they were born in the body of the sex opposite to which they were to belong. And it's sometimes diagnosed as gender dysphoria. The term transsexual refers more specifically to someone who's had a medical intervention. And then what happens is, once education teaches that a child doesn't really have a sex, but that he or she was merely assigned a gender at birth, and he or she therefore may choose their own gender identity. If she or he chooses one that is the opposite of their actual biology, then they should be allowed, it is said, to choose a new name and dress as the opposite sex. You know, you might think that there are few things more self-evident than the fact that human beings are divided into two distinct types, male and female. For example, females have XX chromosomes, female hormones, breasts, ovaries, wombs, vaginas. Males have XY chromosomes, male hormones, testes, penises. But now we're told that gender is simply a social construct, the product of a biased society, and gender has no biological basis at all, that gender roles are being forced upon people, that gender is fluid. And it's all against creation. And it's interesting, science even in the last few weeks, has come out. There's only two genders. And, you know, they were hoping for three, more, four. There's only two. Even science, they were hoping for a different verdict. And science, like it or not, has vindicated the God of creation.
Where do you think this is going to end? Do you think it's just a fad that we're going through and people ultimately reject it, like you just said about science?
Well, it could be a fad for this reason. The untold story is how people who now are having the sixth change are sorry. I mean by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And they get angry with the psychologist, with the surgeon, with those who talked them into it. And they were not told the trauma and the psychological trauma. And you know what? They can't reverse it. Once they do this, they can't go back. And they are more depressed than ever. And so what could make it into a fad is the way that people are reacting. Other than that, who knows where it will end? And only a revival of the Holy Spirit to intervene sovereignly on the situation is going to change it.
And how do you think the church can speak up about this? Because the media is not asking pastors, for example, to talk about it. It seems like the narrative, at least publicly, is only going one direction. In the local church, this is not really a problem. I mean, very, very few transgender, transsexual kind of people would be in church. They tend to avoid the church. So preaching about it on Sunday doesn't seem to do a lot of good. So what can the church do?
Well, for one thing, they do need to preach it. You may have an experience where it is preached against. My experience is that pastors are quiet about it. They don't want to say anything. You know, it's been a long time since they spoke against heterosexual pre-marriage sex. They don't even want to speak against that because they don't want to lose people. And now same-sex attraction has come, and they don't want to speak against that, lest the people will object and those who are so anti this will get upset. And so it's the fear of man. It's caused pastors, preachers, just to be quiet about it.
And as we wrap up this podcast, first of all, I really appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule, flying all over, speaking in many places to talk about this. I think it's so important, but I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just want to point out that parents are told now that they must comply with the new identity of whatever the child wants. Doctors prescribe puberty blockers. And once the child, possibly now a young teenager, decides to go forward, they will be given hormone treatments of the sex that he or she is not to help them into the sex they want to be. And there's nothing left but to remove the biological parts remaining of his or her biological sex and try by way of plastic surgery to make the parts of the opposite sex. And as I said, what is seldom reported is how people go through the worst trauma afterwards, and most of them do anything they could to get it back. They're so sorry and depressed more than ever. And that's the only thing that gives me hope that it might be a fad. But who knows before it's over with.
I just so appreciate Dr. Kendall's very articulate viewpoint. I hope that you learn something. I hope that you will share this with friends. We need to get this message out because you don't hear it in the general population, in the press. There are a lot of people, of course, who don't agree with transgenderism, but the way the press plays it up, you almost feel like it's the new inevitable trend that they're starting to teach children in some schools. So thank you for listening to the Strang Report. Share this podcast with others. And let's stand together unified as Christians on what God's Word says, no matter what the culture says. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which cost around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books, and 2 years of charisma for only $39. And all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.